Greetings, you're listening to Rebels Remembered, featuring Caitlin DeFord and Kelsey DeFord.
Greetings, travelers from across the galaxy. I am Caitlin.
I am Kelsey.
This is Rebels Remembered, and this week we are discussing Season 3, Episode 19, Double Agent Droid. This episode aired on March 11th, 2017. Synopsis reads, Chopper and AP-5 work together to infiltrate an Imperial station to steal needed codes, but an Imperial specialist turns droids against the crew to create chaos. This was written by Brent Friedman, and directed by Stuart Lee.
So some trivia for this episode comes from StarWars.com. Reads, the staff aboard the controller and their operation center was very much inspired by the Solus control room seen in George Lucas's first feature film, THX-1138. Controller LT-319 was designed to resemble Pablo Hidalgo, which, if you have not seen the old Rebels recon videos,
yes,
he's featured quite prominently. Hidalgo, I think he's still a story group creative executive for Lucasfilm. Again, he's sort of like a wealth of knowledge for fans to ask him questions, as he did for Rebels Recon. He recorded the temporary voice for the character, who was ultimately played by Josh Gad. Didn't realize that was him at all.
I read the trivia, so this is the first time I saw this episode. So I wrote this trivia out before we watched it, so I knew it was Josh Gad, but it's still weird that it's him. Because normally he's playing energetic and upbeat, and this guy's very cold and calculating, and yeah, it was interesting.
The creatures that swarm AP-5 at the episode's end are baby Nebrays. I think I'm saying that right. The designs were first seen in Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Piggybacking off of that, to me, getting it out there, this is probably the weakest episode in the entire series to me.
I agree. Yeah.
And I just saw it for the first time.
So that being said, this was sort of the first time I've ever seen this episode. I don't know if, like, when it was airing at the time, I just read the synopsis. It was like, doesn't seem like something I want to get along for the ride for. And
yeah,
then sort of went to Twin Suns when it, like, I sort of skipped it in the airing order.
Same.
Yeah. So this episode has an unlikely pairing of AP-5, Chopper, and Wedge.
Yes.
Trying to get these Imperial codes. And it's so interesting to me because it's very funny that Wedge thinks, oh, I'm moving up in the world and being involved in these missions. That's awesome. And then he realizes once he sees AP-5 and Chopper bicker the way they do, he's like, the reason that I was picked is because no one else wanted to go with these two.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting pairing, too. And I felt for Wedge this entire episode, even at the end when he's like, I'm done with droids, after they kick him, or Chopper hits him with his pincher or whatever. I'm like, I feel for Wedge, because by the time this was over, I just was done. I'm always done with AP-5. I'm sorry, I don't like him. But I was done with all the droids by the end of this episode, dude. Like, I could not.
I will say the funniest thing to me, like, we've seen Chopper and AP-5 bicker before, but when they first start talking to each other and arguing, they're doing the anything you can do, I can do better, but they're, like, sort of talking back and forth, and so I caught that at the beginning. I thought, that was kind of funny, that little song in.
Yeah, I thought that's what they were doing, but I was like, wait, are they doing that song? They can't be doing that song. And then when they started going, no, I can't, yes, you can't, or that part, I was like, yeah, oh, they're doing the song. I'm more annoyed at this point. The most important thing about this entire episode, though, because I didn't watch it the first time, that I didn't catch, was the codes they're trying to get are for the Lothal factory.
Mm-hmm.
So you were right. I think you mentioned it last episode. We've been trying to figure out what this new mission is for Lothal. And I think you're right. I think they were going to do an attack on the Imperial factory. So getting the codes kind of played a bigger role.
Yeah.
I mean, could have played a bigger role. No spoilers at this point. But I thought that was interesting that, okay, there is, like, it's not, I mean, yeah, it's filler. I'm sorry. But,
yeah,
like, that little piece was interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. I also, I haven't looked this up on Wikipedia, but I'm not sure what planet these codes are kind of at, this little control room. And, because they have to go through hyperspace to get to whatever this location is. It's mm-hmm. kind of weird that the codes for this factor are that far away.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd. Maybe just because the Imperial knows this group is sort of around Lothal, like, we don't need to keep it. This information here, I guess, maybe? I don't know. But we do get to see Wedge flying the, I call it the puppy dog ship, because it kind of looks like a puppy dog when it lands.
Yeah.
But we get to see him sort of flying, the Imperial ship, and he's, like, in, like, back in his Imperial, getup that we saw when he first appeared in Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have AP5, who proclaims that I'm leading this mission, because I know all of the Imperial protocols, and that's fine. But we also have, when they're trying to get the codes, we've got Chopper getting hacked by the control room.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's something... I think this is the first and only time Chopper's hacked to this degree by mm-hmm. Imperials. But just, like, the thought, like, the fridge horror, I guess, to think about, is, like, you're telling me every time he's installed a data spike or opened a door... or tried to get into, like, controls of something, he himself could have been hacked by the Imperials. Like, I never really thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't either until this episode.
Until I saw this, yeah.
Question for you about all the little people or the Imperial... I don't know what they're called, what their rank and stuff is called. What did you think of all of them having the cybernetic stuff?
Yeah, that's... I don't know, like... I mean, obviously, even some of their vocal delivery of how they speak is very...
Mm-hmm.
creepy, because it's very, like, computerized almost, but they're human beings. And so my question was, were these people that willingly had these implants put in, or was it people that, you know, were prisoners of the Empire and forced to serve the Empire?
Or did they make the choice
to have those put in?
Like, Zeebo.
Yeah, if so, that's... Like, if they made the choice to have those put in to serve the Empire, that's messed up.
Yeah. I thought it was very creepy. And, like, mm-hmm. you're right. The way they speak is very, like...
Monotone. There's monotone. No emotion.
So, it's so funny. It is man versus droid in this episode. But when they got the cybernetic stuff going on, it is interesting to think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, machine... Is it machine versus machine? Or man versus machine?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I will say, like, Chopper's behavior, they say it becomes strange because he's suddenly just very nice and says, sir.
Yeah.
His demeanor is, like, calmer, and MP5, like, notices, like, oh, you're just sucking up to me now, you know, good for you for changing. Initially, he's sort of like that, then he's like, something's not quite right. But it's interesting to see, like, oh, for an Imperial to think a droid for the Rebellion is just gonna be, yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, not be like Chopper in any way.
It's so funny that the guy that took over this droid, he has no idea who Chopper is.
At all?
At all. And, like, he, like, tries, like, we must, like, I think what he says is, like, we must get, not get them to like us, but, like, play it nice and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, but that's not Chopper. And then he starts trying to use Imperial terms that AP5 starts catching on to. It's like, why are you... That doesn't make any sense. Why are you using Imperial codes?
Yeah, code he used for standby mode. And then AP5 is sort of like, the bells go off and they said, like, okay, one, you're never on standby mode. You're always talking. You always got something to say. And two, that's an Imperial code that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the part, feels so bad for Wedge that he has to pee and he can't even pee because... AP5 wants to talk to him about Chopper.
Is this the first time they don't call it a bathroom, though.
They call it a refresher. I put it in my notes. Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, we never really talked about bathrooms in space. I'm sure they've had a name up to this point. I'm just not versed in Star Wars enough to know that. But I thought that was hilarious.
It's like he's so concerned about Chopper, and then the line that got me was, he like... Scoots, like, pushes AP5 out of the refresher space, and then he's like, AP5's like, wait, I wasn't finished. He's like, neither was I. He closes the door.
And what I find funny later is he tells Ezra and Zeb that moment that happened, and then Zeb's like, he's done that to me too. Like, AP5 has no, like, he gives zero Fs. He has no manners. Just like Chopper.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, I know we're jumping around here. Mm-hmm. When they get Chopper back and AP5's like, no, you don't understand, he's being weird. And they're like, oh, you're just, you know, you're being
AP5. You're bickering about Chopper again.
Right. And it's creepy how he's, like, going into the ghost, the part of the ghost, and Hera was like, I don't know what you're looking for because I wipe your data banks after each jump, which I find interesting.
I didn't think about
that. To protect the base. I'm like, that's smart. I didn't even think about that part of it.
Oh, yeah, because he, like, is installing a spike, and she's adding to your data banks. Why are you doing that? Because I'm going to wipe it, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I just feel kind of bad for Chopper, of, like, him losing sort of all of his autonomy. He's just sort of being controlled.
Yeah.
Like, puppeteered by the Imperials.
I did feel bad for him, yeah. But it is, it's again, we've talked so much about the difference between Empire and the Rebellion. And another difference is their droids are very, wah, 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 wah. Like, just very, like, stoic, not emotional, not in. R2 and 3PO, those are, like, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing with Chopper. So it's funny that they're just like, oh, I'm just gonna go into standby mode. And, like, the way they're trying to make Chopper appear is
because they think that's how droids act mm-hmm. on the Rebellion side. They act the same way in Imperials.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got them trying to also hack Chopper to find the location of the Rebel base, like we just talked about, installing a data spike. And while he's doing that, he tries to, the Imperials try to blow out everybody out of the cargo doors, which is very nerve-wracking to me.
Yes, and I, must I point out that Ezra saved Zeb again.
Yep.
I have that in my notes. if they're still keeping count. I don't think they are.
Yeah, but. So thank goodness Hera knows her own ship, like the back of her hand, so she's able to override that from happening. And mm-hmm. then so they have this idea to get AP5 to be the one to, what is it, find another hatch or something to do a manner override to unlock, because he sort of like locked them in the cargo hold as well. And so we have that, then we have Murderbot that just,
yes,
that was creepy
with the weapons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. lived up to that name a little bit too well, I think,
just trying to shoot AP5 off of the ghost.
And then we get to at the end of the episode, man, Hera, she was pissed.
I mean, she means it when she says, don't mess with my droid, like, dang.
I was expecting, feedback or whatever that she sends, I was expecting it to shock everybody, and that would be the end of it. This thing blew up.
I know. She killed all those people, essentially.
And didn't care. She's like, no, yeah. Man, I told you not to mess with my droid or whatever, and then I was like, oh, okay, she's just gonna. And then when it blew up, I was like, oh my god. Well, they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. Those people are not alive anymore.
And then we get the most poetic scene ever of AP5 singing, kind of, to these creatures, enjoying the silence, enjoying the space. I get it. I will say that's the only time I've related to AP5. Like, I get it. You want time to yourself.
I wrote down, like, it's sort of like a way that you're just existing, and then all of a sudden you're hit with life's responsibilities. Hit you in the face, which I love the sound effect it makes when they, like, grab him, like, slide him into the cargo. Mm-hmm. You hear this clang noise of him just, like, I guess hitting something when he got in, which is really funny. But we also have, before Hera sends the feedback, we have Zeb shocking Chopper.
Oh, with the bolt rifle, yeah.
And we have him saying, like, I always wanted to do that. Which is true, because Chopper can be a little bit much sometimes.
Yeah.
But he's cool enough for Hera to kill a bunch of people, essentially.
Yeah. Also, that little sweet moment where, you know, they've sent the feedback and they've killed those people. and she says, come back to me. Mm-hmm. And has that little sweet moment of her, like,
sort of leaning on
him was really, really sweet. Their relationship is very interesting, I think. And it's sweet, but also it's a cat. It's a cat and their owner. Yeah. question, though. Another little point here. There's a part where the controller guy says, the time has come to end that traitorous inventory droid. And he mentions something about Thrawn says be on the lookout for this droid. So what did you think of, like, that type of feeling? Like, AP5's a traitor, and what do you think of that part?
I mean, for me, this is the first time that we know, or we're made aware of, that they know that one of their own protocol droids has joined the rebellion.
Yeah.
For them to even have that knowledge that that happened, that he's now sort of defected to the Empire, was new information to me. For me.
Same.
What did you rate this episode?
I'm being extremely generous. I gave it a 4 out of 10.
I gave it a 4, but I could probably go to 3.
Same.
It's just, story-wise, it's kind of very weak. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use that term, but it's not one of my favorites. I will say it's sort of, I will agree with you. I think it's one of the weakest ones, or is the weakest one of the entire series. I mean, the stakes were there. Like, with Chopper being hacked and might reveal. Again, it's always season 3. Don't reveal our base.
Right.
That's what happened last time in season 2 when it happened. But just the storytelling wasn't there.
I agree.
I would say out of the entire series, we haven't got to season 4 yet, but where we're at in this season, this episode and when Kothu job, I think, are the two weakest episodes.
I agree with that one.
Yeah.